Well, hello there. Welcome to my favorite part of this course, which is that for each one of these lessons, we're going to invite you to sit in on a conversation with various friends of Renovari, a different pair each time. And for this session, I'm so excited to be joined by my friends and my mentors, Rochella Parham and Richard Foster. Let me introduce Rochella first. Rochella is a longtime Renovari Ministry team member. She's currently the chair of the board. She's written a beautiful book called Mythical Me, and also a really helpful resource that I consulted quite a bit as I was working on this course called A Spiritual Formation Primer. And I also feel very proper when I say primer. So thank you for giving it that title, Rochella.
Very Rochella's proper.
Very proper and a little Southern. I get to feel a little Southern when I say that too. Rochella, you're at home, right?
I'm at home.
North Carolina. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining in this conversation.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. And then we also have Richard Foster, who is the founder, past president, and thanks be to God, a current team member of Renovari. Richard is, of course, the author of several books, including Celebration of Discipline, which was the book that invited me, I think Rochella, and so many others into the gifts of a spiritual formation kind of framework, and more importantly, into a deeper, more interactive, transformative friendship with God. You will hear me quote from Richard many times throughout this course, so it's only right that he's with us here on this first session. Richard, I think you're at home in Colorado. Thanks so much for being here.
I am here. It's snowing outside, which is wonderful, and I'm glad to be with you.
Ah, excellent. Well, we've just watched this lesson together. I'm wondering what it's got you thinking about, and I'm specifically wondering, when you're trying to talk to someone about what invitation might be waiting in the idea of spiritual formation, where do you start? How do you talk to someone about even the idea of getting a spiritual formation, and specifically a Christian spiritual formation?
It's a great question, Carolyn, and it's actually one that I've been surprised how many times over the years I've been asked. You know, the term gets used all the time now. Unlike when Richard and Dallas and Bill Voswig and some other friends first started talking in those terms, now, I mean, there are degree programs in spiritual formation and various gurus in spiritual formation. But people will say to me, but exactly what is it? So what I will usually say is that it is a process that is happening to all of us, for good or for ill, whether we like it or not. It's happening to every human, because we're all unceasing spiritual beings. So our spirits are being formed. But if we talk in terms of intentionality, it is the process by which the follower of Christ cooperates with the Spirit of God and with other Christ followers. It's a process of cooperation in tuning our lives so that our souls are nourished and our spirits are transformed into Christ-likeness. So the goal is Christ-likeness, and it's the process by which we do our part to bring that about.
Love it. How about you, Richard?
Wonderful. I think you two have put it together so well. We must not make this too complicated. It's very simple. Do you remember Paul's wonderful words in Galatians to the Galatian people? I am in travail, he said. Now, that's a birthing image. I am in travail until Christ be formed in you. Christ be formed in you. Formed in you. It's as simple as that. And that's where we get the phrase spiritual formation. And Rochella was so right. It is a process. Always think of that. And in your clip, Carolyn, you emphasize the slowness of this. We must see we're entering into an interactive relationship with God. And one of the first things we learn in this is the cosmic patience of God. And we learn to come into that rhythm slowly. Slowly, slowly, we grow in grace, as Peter put it in his little epistle. So it's a very simple thing. We are all learning to grow through the process of attachment, of discipleship, apprenticeship, friendship. That is spiritual formation.
And if I could just tag on to you there, Richard, back to that language of travail, you so nicely said, that's a birthing image. I have birthed three humans. And I can tell you, it is a slow process. And it is one with which it is very easy to become impatient. You know, can we just be done with this? And I think that mirrors what I see in our society a lot. I mean, what we want is 40 days to success, or, you know, better, 40 hours to triumph.
Now, the birthing image is a 9-month image. But we might better think of 40 years. We're just remembering to grow in grace. It's so important, because many people cannot make any sense out of a verse like that, because we're just so accustomed to thinking of grace as unmerited favor. And it is that. But it's so much more than that. See, you don't, how do you grow in unmerited favor? You don't. But in this, we're learning to do everything by the grace of God. And we just come into cooperation with that. It is an interactive relationship with Jesus, our friend.
Yeah. I love that. The growing and the pregnancy image, just before we leave that, and we should leave it soon, but just before we do, you know, there, if you, for anyone who has carried a child, those months seem like an eternity. You just think, come on, especially the last trimester, and if it's in the summertime, oh my goodness. But if we went from zero to full-term baby, we would literally explode. You know, so many things have to happen physiologically to accommodate the growth. And I think that it's something very similar is happening. I really think God moves as quickly as he can without blowing us up, you know, without exploding us. And Richard, I love your phrase, the cosmic patience of God. I'm going to write that on a post-it and stick it above my computer screen and lean into that cosmic patience of God. Brian, who works with us at Renovari, at one point we were working with a company that was helping put the word out about Renovari articles on the web. And they were putting phrases like, you know, 4 easy steps to healing in Christ and things like that. And Brian said in a meeting, he said, no, this is, we need headlines like become more like Jesus in 70 difficult, wonderful years. You know, this is our hook, right? So we need to lean into that patience. As we talk about this growing interactive friendship with Jesus, learning to grow in grace, what does that look like tomorrow morning for each of you? What does that look like when we put our shoes on? Because it sounds wonderful, but how do we cooperate tomorrow morning when we get up and we're brushing our teeth? Do either of you have some coaching around that?
Okay, well, sure. I could offer a little coaching for that, but I would probably back up. before you're brushing your teeth and putting on your shoes. I would back up to the night before when you're going to bed. It probably needs to be a little earlier and with a little more sleep as a number one thing. I think we are so accustomed to this rush and hurry and get more done and strive harder that we end up working against the very things that God is trying to do for us and with us. So I would say after as good a night's sleep as we can get, I'll say this is how I start before my feet hit the floor. When I'm still lying there with my head on the pillow, as soon as I come to consciousness, my habit is the very first conscious thought, if I can manage it, is the Lord's Prayer, to pray through the words of the Lord's Prayer. And I mean really work through them. And I have to do it line by line. I have to remind myself that my father, you know, Jesus's father is also my father who can be trusted and that he's with me. I remind myself that I want the kingdom, that I want my life to be enfolded in his, that I want to turn over my little realm to be part of his, and that I want his will to be done in the very room where my feet are hitting the floor, in the very hands that will be brushing my teeth or tying my shoes. And sometimes I have to do that several times, even as I'm taking on those little tasks, because I am kind of clumsy. I am apt to drop a shoe on the way to putting it on my foot, or to squeeze too much toothpaste, or to dribble down my chin. It's just the way I am. I'm some sort of a clumsy person. So I want everything I do to be done in the knowledge that God is with me and that he cares about what's going on in my life. So that's how I start.
It's a wonderful thing to begin the day that way. And I want to remind you of the lovely phrase that C.S. Lewis had about the Lord's Prayer, that sometimes when we pray it, we festoon the Lord's Prayer. Think of festooning a Christmas tree. It leads us when I say, our Father who art in heaven. Well, I'm really talking about God who is very near me, because in Hebrew cosmology, there are several heavens. And the first heaven is the actual atmosphere around us. So we learn to pray our Father who is right here, right in front of my nose. And we do that with each phrase as we go along, and that helps us. If I pray for daily bread, maybe what I'm needing to pray for is daily babysitter. Or, you know, a daily ride to work, or whatever it is I'm dealing with. And so you're right, we begin the day with the night before, because sleep is an action of trusting God. First, we end the day at night saying, I'll not be able to finish everything I have to do. And that shows that shows my limitation, that I have limitations. And believe me, at this age, I have limitations. So I learned to respect that. And I go enter the sleep with God, come out of the sleep with God. Remember, Jesus is alive and here to be with us, to be our friend, to teach us. He's the great teacher. And so everything we do comes, just flows out of that. It's very simple. And we don't try to overcomplicate these things. We learn to walk day by day. And we learn something simple like telling the truth. Not embellishing. Not trying to, we learn these things. This is a part of the learning. That's part of the forming process. And so there we go. There we go. I wish I could make this more complicated for those who like things difficult, but it's as simple as that.
I think people will be very happy to know that job one is sleep. I think that that'll be an encouraging word for sure, for sure. Are either of you, this is a personal question, so you can totally take a pass, but are either of you willing to share something that you've noticed happening lately in your own formation? Some way you're different now than you were before, or something you're being invited into?
For me, I have been spending a year plus thinking about one of the most foundational virtues of the Christian life, which is humility. And one of the things that I have learned through that process is the value of listening to another person, to enjoy what they're talking about. I don't have to control a conversation. I don't have to make things happen. And that's a great freedom. And I'm glad for it. And that I'm not in charge of when I'm with somebody. I don't have to make sure everything happens my way. We're just together, and that's a good thing.
I love that. Learning for me, the big challenge in that area is learning to listen and not just be formulating what I'm going to say next.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Right, right. Another act of trust.
Indeed. Yeah. Yeah. We were for folks that are watching this, we were saying before we started this, we were noticing some internet lags between us, and we were saying, well, that could be a gift, a little pause, having to go slow. Yeah, that could be a gift. Yes. Right. Rochella, how about for you? What are you noticing lately?
Yeah, I've been noticing a lot lately because I've been walking through a kind of a difficult season. My husband, my darling husband, I usually will introduce him as my better two thirds. Because he's about 6'6". He's a giant of a man. Also a giant of a man in heart and in mind. And he's been walking through some really challenging health difficulties lately. And I have been particularly struck by how important my praying friends are to me. So I have been thinking a lot lately about how with spiritual discipline, sometimes we'll talk about how they are things that we do, not necessarily when we need to do them, but it's like repairing the roof while it's not raining. And then when the rains come, your roof is down. That's the way I'm thinking these days about these spiritual friendships, that we pursue them when things are fine. We make friends and we learn to help one another and pray for one another along the way. Well, this season I've been in need and the friendships are there. And they have sustained me so, I mean, in ways that I can't really even describe. It's how I've made it through a difficult time, is through other people holding me up, people who are there and ready, people to whom I don't have to tell my whole story because we've been walking alongside one another. So it's a way I've really been formed. So grateful.
That's so lovely. I've been recently giving attention to Psalm 1 in the Bible, the first psalm, because it, in a way, encapsulates the entire Psalter. And just you were talking about how we walk. Blessed are those who do not walk in the way of the wicked. Now, we just live with that. Nor take the path that sinners tread, nor sit with the seat of scoffers. I mean, if we're talking about being formed, we learn not to do that, but our delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law we meditate day and night. Now, as much of the day and night as we can handle. Sometimes we just need a little break from all that. But we learn to be like the trees planted by streams of water that yield its fruit in its season. Its leaf doesn't wither in all that they do. They prosper. So we learn with passages like that, and let them dwell in us. Let them just stay there for a while. Because I can stay with Psalm 1 maybe for, we'll see, maybe a few weeks or a few months. I don't know.
That's such good imagery. That's just such good imagery for what we're talking about, Richard. Because it's that description of the tree. The tree is not, doesn't start out as a big, strong tree. It starts as a tiny seed and it grows. It grows. And I'm so grateful for growth. And I'm also so grateful to remember that the growth doesn't happen because I willed it to happen. It happens because God sends the sun and the rain and, to be planted by those rivers of water. That's what I can do. I can put myself into the ground a little bit. I can make sure that the people I surround myself with are people who are going to water me. but I can't send the sunshine. I can't send the rain. And so I can wait for God to work.
That's right. And that's the most important thing about this participatory relationship. What we do is a little thing. We get ourselves into the ground. We cultivate the soil, water a little bit. But then the natural forces of the earth take over, and in our case, God takes over, and up comes the life. We have a few acres of trees here, and I like to watch the trees. I've named some of them. One I called the Hunchback of Notre Dame, because it's got a hunch. And then another one, it's the oldest tree on our acreage. I call it Tree Beard in honor of Tolkien's description of the Ents. So, and it's fun to just watch them. I like to just become a friend to the tree, with the tree. to watch a tree grow takes a lot of time.
There you go. This is not bamboo we're talking about, or kudzu.
This is so good. As you picture someone embarking on this course, working with this idea of what is spiritual formation, then going into what is my picture of God, myself, the gospel, how is Jesus inviting me to change? How do I follow Jesus? Are there any final words or blessings you'd want to offer to someone who's kind of working with this invitation?
Do it with holy hilarity.
I love it. I love it. Anything you'd add, Rochella?
Yeah, do it with friends. Do it with companions to grow alongside you. I think so often about the relationship that has existed forever among the Father, Son, and Spirit. That's who's inviting us into this life. This is not a God who is, you know, lonely on his throne. This is an eternal life that we've been invited into. So I think one of the best ways to enter it is to enter it with companions of our own.
Yeah.
And have fun together.
I could not agree more. And it's why I'm so grateful to have this first conversation with the two of you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Richard, can I ask you just to pray for students who will go through this course?
Oh, Lord, how thankful we are that you have invited us into this interactive relationship. Now, be with every person who is participating in this video series, this teaching time. May they walk with you, struggle, weep, pray thankfully for all you do. Be with those especially who have been wounded in heart. Heal the wounds of the heart, that through this time and these different conversations, that a word will be given that will bring life to them. For we ask it in the good and the strong name of Jesus Christ, our everlasting Savior, Teacher, Lord, and Friend. Amen.